Good day from The Source listeners. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Chef Atul Jain, the Retail Operations Manager and Chef at St. Clair's Health System in New Jersey. And we're talking with Chef Jain because he and St. Clair's Food Service Director recently placed first in the Association for Healthcare Food Services annual culinary competition in Orlando. So welcome, Chef Jain, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. And everybody who's listening out there, thanks for joining us.
You bet. So again, congratulations for you and Joanne McMillan for taking first place in the competition. I'm sure you had some stiff competition there.
Very stiff.
And what did you end up making that was the winning dish?
So our key protein was Chilean sea bass. However, the concept of the contest was using low-calorie, very highly nutritious refried beans, and it came from Basic American Foods. It's almost like a quick, let's call it a speed scratch, is what we call it.
Okay.
Item. But we made a little cake with farro and the bean, and then we centered that. We made two cakes with farro and bean, and we centered that with the Chilean sea bass. And the Chilean sea bass was crusted in lots of different zests. We had citrus zests, lemon, lime, oranges. It gives a nice bright color, and obviously juices from those things. And this contest was under really strict nutritional guidelines, so less than 700 calories for the plate.
Okay.
Less than 700 milligrams of sodium, which is actually very tight.
Mm-hmm.
And we topped that, we put that on a base of a slaw, which had oranges, grapefruit, purple cauliflower, and some carrots and golden beets.
Wow. It sounds delicious.
There was no salt at all in the slaw or in the fish.
Huh.
No added salt at all.
Right, and it just wasn't needed, was it?
And actually, it wasn't needed. I mean, you know, when we were planning the recipe because we had to do the nutritionals, we thought, okay, let's add a pinch of salt. But even that pinch of salt changes the nutritionals. So just the natural sweetness was such a balance to everything that it just came out.
Hmm. Well, I love Chilean sea bass, and I don't know anybody who doesn't, but you don't normally think of that as being utilized in healthcare food service.
You know, that is true too. So when we started off planning for the recipe, submission piece to this whole contest, and I was wondering how to go about it, and you choose, you know, the beef, pork, and chicken. What's lean, what's healthy,
mm-hmm.
and I thought of seafood. First thing, seafood, and then it's a contest. So yeah, you know what, I'm in it to win it. And we thought of inexpensive seafood, and I said, okay, let's do flounder, or let's do something else. And finally it was like, okay, the seafood is going to dry out, the timing piece of it. So as a chef, as a competing chef, I thought of those aspects.
Yes.
And then as a consumer, as the judge, as the person who's going to eat it, I thought of that aspect too, and I said, am I going to serve you dried flounder or partially cold flounder?
Yeah.
Having worked with Chilean sea bass in the past, I know it. If you give a nice big chunk, it retains heat.
Hmm.
It doesn't get cold so fast. Next is, it is moist. It's one of those pieces of protein that many caterers use,
mm-hmm.
because it is naturally moist and it holds that moisture for such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't dry out. You overcook a piece of salmon and it could be dry.
Hmm.
Literally a hair here and a hair there. Halibut, something similar. Halibut has, you know, holds up, but not that well. Chilean sea bass is almost one of those foolproof fishes. Yes, there is a stigma to it from a sourcing perspective, but we can talk about that on a separate note.
Yes, I definitely understand that. But I was impressed too that just I don't think healthcare food service gets enough credit for, you know, the top chefs that really work in there, and also that they're really trying to create healthy seafood, you know, just healthy dishes in general. So this competition, you know, is great for bringing attention to that. And but I'd love to find out more about what you're doing at St. Clair's that, you know, to create healthy dishes and to use seafood.
Sure. You know, you're talking about healthy, and you're talking about, and I want to use the word nutritious too, and then you're talking about healthcare, hospitals and long-term care and all that stuff. And, you know, I keep getting bunch of us, and that's part of this organization, AHF, we chefs have put the chef on the national map for hospitals and long-term care mm-hmm. and healthcare in general. And we have, all of us have backgrounds with hotels, with good quality food service, restaurants, have worked with some of the top in the industry. I still work with Michelin star chefs. I'm fortunate enough for that, thank God. But I use that experience in my healthcare world on a daily basis. So now, to talk about what I do over here, is we just changed our menu from a traditional tray line, basically means plopping up plates for, let's say, 150 people or 200 people, to a room service style where the customer, the patient, places an order, just like in a hotel, room service, and we make the food to order. And in that, on our current menu, out of, I want to say it's about 15 entrees, we have a tilapia, and we have a salmon. And we want to expand that to more seafood, because seafood is perceived as healthy. For the most part, it is. If you control the way it is cooked, the ingredients added to it, and the portion size, it fits the bill.
So
you have to serve chicken everywhere.
Exactly. People think of that for the low, low fat type of protein, or
like lean protein over chicken breast.
And yet, you know, everyone is encouraged to eat so many more omega-3s. Now they're saying pregnant women need to eat more seafood.
I mean, everything,
seafood.
Think of your skin, your overall health. I mean, you know, as you get milk, even organic milk is being fortified with omega-3.
Wow.
So, and you know what's interesting about throughout there is, you know, there was this, I still remember 10 years ago, tuna fish salad, be it on a salad bar, be it on sandwiches, was big, huge. It still is big to a certain extent. It is one of our slowest moving items.
Oh, wow.
Tuna salad.
Hmm.
It's like so overdone last decade.
Yeah.
People are into different things.
That's right.
You could take, like sometimes when, you know, let's say the vendor is having a sale and in season, and you buy a 10-pound, 20-pound, 30-pound case of X fish, we'll sear it up, season it up, and put it on our deli or our salad bar and sell that today.
Okay. No, that makes perfect sense. So you're actually using quite a bit of seafood in your dishes.
Absolutely.
Do you know about how much you purchase? How much seafood do you purchase on a monthly basis?
From a dollar volume?
Yeah, or just volume, you know.
From a poundage, let's put it at about 100 pounds a week.
Okay, that's really good.
This is one unit. We have four units. I would say about 200 pounds a week.
Okay.
And this does not include special events.
Oh, wow. That's really impressive. So what are you buying the most of? Is it the common fish like salmon and farm salmon?
Right now it is common fish like salmon, but that is our biggest seller. But again, we are branching out slowly into tilapia. Again, it is a value for money kind of concept we have to look at. We have started using a lot of catfish too. I'm introducing catfish in the cafeterias. And when we get basa, I try to throw that in. And when we're talking seafood, we haven't even touched shrimp and clams and mussels.
Wow.
That is completely out of the picture.
Wow.
That is completely different. So that is, you know, shellfish goes into shellfish, shrimp is shrimp, everybody loves shrimp, et cetera. But, you know, sometimes we'll do a clam bake or once in a blue moon, or we'll do something. We don't do half-shell raw stuff, again, for a healthcare perspective. We'd love to, but it's not appreciated because they could be patients, families around, and somebody's allergic, and somebody doesn't perceive it well, like you're a hospital. So
yeah.
You have to walk that fine line.
Definitely.
You know, and balancing all these different aspects, you want to look out for the patient, you want to look out for the customers, like the visitors, you want to look out for the employees, there's the cost piece of it, then there's the reputation of our organization. Because one person makes one mistake, and over the media, and they could have fixed the mistake, but it's not good.
No, that's just how it is in healthcare. I definitely understand that. So as far as popular dishes there, you said salmon is kind of the, is one, any other seafood that's really, or seafood dishes that you really like to prepare?
Honestly, we love to make, during summer, we make a lobster salad, almost New England style. You put a lobster salad on a nice long brioche roll with a little slaw on the side.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's something different, something in season, something with some fresh fruit in it.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh herbs, I'm big on fresh herbs. So even in the dish that we made for the competition, besides this citrus zest, I did throw in lemon, thyme, and some chives. Because, you know, you add that acid without adding that, you add that acidic flavor without adding the actual acid to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the concept of how to use interesting herbs which have different nuances, because mm-hmm. they accentuate the natural flavors to a different level.
Definitely.
Without adding the sugar and the salt
mm-hmm.
to the dish.
Hmm. So do you pair certain herbs with salmon, or do you just kind of cook it as is?
Let's put it this way. Let me do it in a different way. I know I don't pair dill with salmon a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like there was this generation when every seafood had dill.
Yes.
Not anymore. Mm-hmm. You don't see a lot of dill in my kitchen. Only if a customer requests it for a special event or something of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
You do see a lot of ethnic items. Again, we are in Northern Jersey, in the New York metro area, and it's like the globe right here.
Mm-hmm.
From Asia, from Latin America, obviously the European and the continental Americans, they're there. So it's all across the board. And, you know, Caucasians, they love their burritos and their quesadillas.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't I play with different spices and herbs? Our kitchen crew, there's a huge Haitian piece population in that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they make some great dishes. The marinades are awesome. So we love using things like Cajun spice, or I make some blends. I'm Indian myself. I use some background from that.
Mm-hmm.
Use some spices. Again, don't go overboard. You don't want to kill the flavor of the fish.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to make it a curry dish.
Right.
But you add the herbs and the spices, and you make that happen. So obviously, I do love to use the acidic ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
So I do use sorrel. Sorrel is naturally acidic. It's an herb.
Mm-hmm.
And lemon thyme, lemongrass.
Hmm.
So these, like lemon thyme and lemongrass, they're not sour. But when the minute you take them in, it's almost like a lemon rind. And you almost breathe in the acidic aroma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so true. Well, I just realized we ran out of time, but I am so glad we got a chance to talk about what you're doing there for preparing great, healthy meals and how you did in the competition. Congratulations again on that.
Thank you.
And thank you for being with us.
Pleasure. Thank you.